Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open the eyes of our understanding as we together get into your word. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for continuing the good work you began in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Last week, I was walking in a park here in town, a beautiful park, and I was handing out tracts and ministering to people, and a man, I hadn't even seen this guy, he came up from behind me and grabbed me. I guess he knew I was the Lord drew him to me, had to be. His name is Martin. And so Martin started asking me about the Lord. I mean, he obviously knew what I was doing somehow, and he had been searching in different religions. And anyway, I was able to preach the gospel to him at length and ask him if he'd like to repent and receive Jesus, the one and only Lord and Savior, the Lamb of God who came to take away our sins, and that Jesus wanted to wash away and forgive all of his sins. And through the process of a very lengthy ministry time, Martin accepted the invitation. And so as I've been doing lately, I asked him to bow his head, asked him if he'd like to pray the prayer on the back of the Jesus track. Now, Martin spoke some English, but his native language is Spanish. So instead of me leading people in a prayer here, which I'm really not able to do because my handle on the Spanish language is not good enough yet. But, you know, the prayer on the back of that Jesus track is very thorough, and it brings them through repentance, admitting they're a sinner, and etc., etc. You can read it in English or Spanish on safeguardyoursoul.com. Just pop in the words in the search box, Jesus track. But anyway, Martin was saved right there in that park. And again, he came and found me. Everybody else I was going up to as I walked through that park and ministering to him. And it's interesting because when Martin came up to me, as God would have it, I had freshly run out of all the tracts that I had on me. And so I went to give the last tract to this one older man, and he just didn't reach out and grab it, which is very rare here. It's almost a miracle to have somebody that doesn't take the Jesus tract. And so, but God had a plan, and I had that one tract left. So God knows everything, and he ordains the steps of everybody, including Martin, who wasn't even saved, who now is saved. And so he knew this was going to come like 30 seconds later, where Martin was going to come after me, after God, because the Lord was drawing him. And I had that last track to give him, and so that we could pray the prayer on the back of that Jesus track in his native language. And so Martin prayed to the Lord. I put my hand on his shoulder. We bowed our heads, and he prayed aloud to the Lord in repentance and putting his faith in the one and only glorious Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, who paid the whole and full price for Martin's and the whole world's sin on that cross, declaring that it is finished or paid in full. Just before he was buried and raised again from the dead, he went back to eternal glory with his Father, and he's coming back soon. So I'd like to ask you to pray for Martin and also the two other men who got saved today, and I want to talk about them now. So today, after working out, I was walking near the market, and a young man was sitting on the curb, and I walked up from behind him, getting ready to pass him, and I patted him on the shoulder affirmatively and gave him a Jesus track and told him Jesus loved him, and kept walking, and I went to get a food item, a little bit away from where he was, and I had to walk back the same way. And so I saw Miguel, is his name, reading that Jesus track intently, and I sat right next to him, sat down on the curb right next to him, and settled in and began to minister to Miguel, precious Miguel. I'm imagining he's about 20 years old, and I pointed to the prayer on the back of the Jesus track, because that's actually where he was. He had read the whole track, and then he was reading the back, and I shared with him that Jesus Christ is the only way to God, that his blood, he shed his blood to wash away all of our sins so that we could be cleansed from all of our sins, etc. A bunch of stuff that I knew in Spanish, that's the word of God, that he is the way, he's not a way, there is no other way, etc. And I said, Miguel, would you like to, and he understood some English also. But what I communicated to him was a question. I said, Miguel, would you like to pray right now in repentance and faith and let the Lord forgive all of your sins, wash them all away, and to give you a new life and to fill your heart with love and joy and peace? And immediately he said yes, and I instructed him to pray the prayer out loud to God in Spanish. These Jesus tracts we have down here are in Spanish, and Miguel prayed the prayer out loud to the Lord and was gloriously saved. What a blessing. And so the discipleship began immediately as usual. He was exhorted to get up every morning and to read God's word. I told him that the Reina Valera Bible is the equivalent to the King James. It's the pure word of God. I told him that in Spanish, and that he can download it right on his phone and also get a print copy, but he could download it for free. And I showed him the app on the store page where he can search, find, and download it onto his phone. Showed him the little icon. And so what a blessing, what a blessing. Then I walked to a place where I buy this big bag of granola. Delicious, real healthy granola mix. It's like $5 or less, actually. And it is a big bag. I mean, that'd be $20 in America. Anyway, so a guy named Alexis works there, just an excellent young man. And I've been ministering to him. I gave him a Jesus tract, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. And every time I go in there, I minister a little bit to him. But today, hot off of the salvation of Jesus and the life of Miguel, the flow was still on, if you know what I mean. You guys are witnessing Jesus yourself every day. And so you know what I'm talking about. And we're not in control of that. God is. And let me tell you, this wasn't a day that this morning, this all happened this morning. This wasn't a day where I felt like I was on the mountaintop. That's for sure. But I was continuing to seek God and thank him and fight the good fight of faith. There's not always going to be a chill bump. And, you know, that separates the men from the boys. We don't live by feelings. We live and walk by faith and not by sight, as you well know. Okay, so I got that bag of granola and I pulled out a new copy of the Jesus track. And I said, you know, you've been given one of these, Alexis, and right here on the back, you can pray and you can repent and receive Jesus as the Lord of your life, and he will wash away all your sins. And I went into some, you know, more detail and explanation and ministry of the word to him verbally. And I asked him, I said, is there any reason why you couldn't, or would you like to repent and receive Jesus right now? And ask, and he's going to wash away all your sins. And immediately Alexa says, yes, I would like that. I mean, it's not even, you and I both know that ministering in America is like ministering in Sodom and Gomorrah. There's that gainsaying, mocking, rebellious spirit. Right? And here it's just completely the opposite. It continues after 10 months to take me off guard in a good way. It's such a blessed surprise. So it seemed to me that Alexis perceived this blessing from God to have all his sins forgiven as the best thing that could ever happen to him. So I instructed him to pray after he agreed and wanted to pray and receive Jesus. I instructed him to pray the prayer, and I showed him where to start. It's the last paragraph, or the second or last, on the back of the Jesus tract. Doesn't matter if it's English or Spanish. And of course, this was the Spanish version. And I said, you pray right now, as you've agreed to do, to God out loud, and I'm praying with you. And I bowed my head and put my hand on his arm, like in a prayer posture. And he prayed out loud, and you can see it in the picture. The joy hit him like a bomb, man. I mean, he's got the joy of the Lord already. And discipling him began and ensued in the typical way of getting people in the Word of God. Doesn't matter if you've been saved a second, a minute, an hour, or 20 years, 50, it doesn't matter. You and I need to devour the Word of God. I shared 1 Peter 2:2 with him, as I'll share with you right now, and that's that we are to desire the sincerity sincere, the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And I shared with him and also Miguel that your spiritual food is the word of God itself, and that you are to devour it every day when you get up and spend quality moments in prayer with the Lord. Saints, this is just a mere sampling of the myriad of people whose lives are being changed. Now, I didn't want to make this a long message or go into detail about a lot of other stuff. This is kingdom celebration time. We see in Luke chapter 15, verse 7 and 10, that there is rejoicing in the presence of the holy angel. You ever notice the wording there? Verse 7, Luke 15, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Well, we got two that repented today over here. And of course, last week, the beloved Martin, who I spoke about earlier, many more across the earth, hopefully, today, more than the 99 just persons which need no repentance. Then verse 10, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Now, normally we look at that as being the angels are rejoicing. I'm sure that's a fact, but it seems even more true that God himself is rejoicing. Notice it didn't say the angels were rejoicing, and I'm sure they were, because there's one mind and one accord in glory. Amen. But it says there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So there is joy in the presence of the angels. And who are they in the presence of? God Almighty. Amen. What a blessing. Okay, and remember how God led, the angel of the Lord led the beloved deacon, the servant, that's all that means, to join himself, to go sit with, just like I did and I explained earlier, with Miguel. I sat on the curb next to him. But God is going to use you, my friend, if you're praying for him to prepare and use you, and you're diligently studying his word and walking in the spirit, living a life of prayer and a crucified life, he's going to use you. So get ready. And he's going to have you to join yourself, if you will, to the lives of other people who, like the Ethiopian eunuch, were searching. He actually had the Bible open, but many and most won't actually have the Bible open when we approach them, such as Miguel. He was just sitting there, but God knew he had been searching and crying out to the Lord, just like the Ethiopian eunuch, and God sent his servant Philip there to lead him to Christ. Amen. So we pray right now, Father, that you would prepare and use each of your disciples, your saints, in this last and late hour. Lord, you said that they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And God, we ask you to let that be us. Use us, O God. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Okay, so we are going to be getting these men, as we have with the other men that have been saved, particularly Daniel, Justin, etc., gotten a copy of the authentic book to them. It's full of scripture and really lays the foundation in discipleship. And also the What's Next book, which definitely is designed to lay the foundation of the Word of God in the hearts of those who are newly saved, but it's good for anybody. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. And let me just read the chapter titles. It's a small book, and it's absolutely indispensable, if you will. It's really not. Only the Bible is, but it's very, very, very powerful to lay the foundation, to get people in the Word of God. Notice chapter 1, your daily walk with Jesus. Amen. Notice nothing about going to find a church, so they could turn into a hypocrite like most other American Christians, or in this case, Mexican. We're not going to teach people to go find a church. You can do that if you want. I don't have a clear conscience about that anymore, because the many false prophets have arisen that Jesus prophesied about in Matthew 24:11, and they are deceiving many. Okay, nobody in the New Testament told anybody to go find a church. That doesn't mean there's no fellowship. You have more fellowship. You're not waiting till Sunday. You're fellowshipping like the early church in Acts 2 at the end, where they gathered house to house daily. Okay, look up the word daily in the New Testament, obviously, and always the King James Bible, and it'll change your life. Just looking up that word, Jesus said our walk with him is daily, Luke 9:23-24. So your daily walk with Jesus, right there. Chapter 1. Chapter 2, what is the gospel? Chapter 3, water baptism is for all new believers. Chapter 4, flourishing in the richness of God's word. Amen. That's talking a lot more about getting them in the word and whetting their appetite through scripture to devour the words of God every day. Chapter 5, getting into God's word individually and with other disciples. Chapter 6, topically studying God's word. Notice the intensive of the Word of God, just reiterating and using all kinds of scripture to show them the importance of the Word of God. All right, and the final chapter, chapter 7, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. So we have this book in Spanish. It's available here on the Spanish version of Amazon.com. Got to pay full price for those right now, from what I understand. So we are excited and praying, and thank you for praying, for fruitfulness, more and more fruitfulness, and to continue to increase and ramp up exponentially the work of God. We see momentum hitting. These three guys got saved.
And in the instance of Miguel and Alexis,
they don't even know each other. They were within like 100 yards of each other within the same, 15 or 30 minute time period. So that's the moving of God. The gospel is going out. In fact, before we close, the good news, more good news, is that the Jesus tracks, the second batch, has just about been expired or finished. And glory to God, we got a third batch we need to buy from the printer. We're going to have them printed from the same guys, the same printing company, local printing company here. And so thousands of the Jesus tract have been distributed, probably 90%, nearly all of them, with the ministry of the Word of God, the love of Jesus, feeding people, helping people, ministering to them in the kindness of God. And that's when they receive the tract, they also receive that ministry in most cases, whenever it's possible. So we're going to go for the third batch. I don't know about you, but it seems obvious that contributing to getting the Jesus tract published, no matter who is passing them out there in America or anywhere in the world, including here in Mexico, is a home run, 100-fold rich kingdom soil, if you ask me. Thousands of these tracts have been distributed, and now we need to get them printed again. So if anybody wants to step up and get that done, we will say praise God. We are laborers, you and I, saints, every one of us, together, we, plural, are laborers together with God, and the gospel train is rolling, saints. God bless you, and may He make you rich in fellowship with Himself and fruitful to His eternal glory as we look for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.